This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 258 for Tuesday, February 6th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market made small gains on Tuesday despite overall support from comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were in positive territory. Crude oil was also higher as tensions in the Middle East outweighed hawkish sentiment from the United States Federal Reserve. The Canadian dollar was up 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Crop consultancy Strategy Grains projected 2024-25 rapeseed production in the European Union to decline by 7% at 18.4 million tons due to a sharp drop in planted area. The March canola contract was down $4.60 per ton at $593.70. In the U.S., corn was lower, while soybeans and wheat were slightly above unchanged. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier kept his corn production estimates for Brazil and Argentina at 115 million tons and 56 million, respectively, citing mixed weather conditions. Ag Rural reported Brazilian corn planting at 27% complete as of February 1st, up 16 points from the previous week. Argentina's corn crop is 34% pollinated, 15% filling, and 3% maturing. Cordonnier also projected a gain of 900,000 tons in South American corn output this year compared to last. Ukrainian sea exports from the port of Odessa totaled more than 20 million tons since August, including 14.3 million tons of grain. January's grain shipments out of Odessa were 6.3 million tons. The March corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.39. Cordonnier also left his Brazilian and Argentine soybean production estimates unchanged at 149 million tons and 52 million respectively. The top soybean-producing Brazilian state of Mato Grosso has nearly finished 40% of its harvest. AgRural reported Brazil's soybean harvest at 16% complete, up 5 points from the week before. In Argentina, 14% of its soybean crop is in the filling stage and is in need of timely rains. Cordonnier's production estimate for Paraguay's soybean crop was raised 500,000 tons to 10.5 million, while also projecting South American production to rise 18.8 million tons from last year. The March soybean contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $12 even. Winter wheat ratings in Texas improved 4 points to 46% good to excellent as of February 1st. The price of 12.5% protein Russian wheat for free on-board delivery declined by $7 U.S. per ton at $228. Meanwhile, wheat shipments rose to 4-month highs due to better weather at ports. Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to visit Turkey on February 12th for discussions in reopening a Black Sea shipping corridor for Ukrainian vessels. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.95. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.19. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.93. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 6th. From MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.